This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So on Monday, at least 3X outages took place, and Elon Musk suggested that a large coordinated group in our country is involved in the massive hack, and he said that they get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources, quote unquote. He later told Larry Kudlow during an interview on Fox News that the hackers had IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area. Here to talk to us about it is Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at TrustedSec. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Alex, they say that these three outages took place due to distributed denial of service attacks. What does that mean?
Sure. So these are a pretty common attack that have been around for quite a while. And what it seeks to do is, just as the name says, deny service to an application or a website. And probably the easiest way to explain it is kind of with an analogy. So if you know, it's a nice day and you want to go get an ice cream cone and you go up to the window, you order your ice cream and you move on. That's kind of like visiting a website, right? You go to get a service, you receive the service and leave. But a distributed denial of service attack basically sends a ton of unrelated computers, requests. And so think of it as, 200 or 300 people storm that same ice cream counter, with no interest in actually buying ice cream, thus preventing you from getting your ice cream. So it's overwhelming the service and denying that service to other people trying to use it.
And are they utilizing AI, or what are they utilizing in order to do that?
So generally, to make a lot of requests like that, you need a lot of systems. And if you've ever heard of something called a botnet, so some of my very technical friends are probably listening and may take some issue with how I simplify these things. But in general, it's a network of computers that have been taken over in some way, not just computers. Sometimes it could be any internet-connected device, right? It could be your refrigerator with a web connection. And the attackers will control these computers and tell those computers to make a request to a website or to a service, which then overwhelms that site or service and makes it inaccessible for others.
So when Elon Musk says that the hackers had IP addresses originating in the Ukraine area, that doesn't necessarily mean Ukrainians are responsible for this, right?
No, absolutely not. And if you think about it, right, if you were going to go commit a crime, would you do it in your own car with your own license plate and maybe your company name on the door? Of course not. And so, if these attackers are using these botnets, those computers could be anywhere. And again, there's a saying in information security that attribution is very difficult, right? So knowing who did something, especially in the beginning, is extremely difficult. Sometimes groups will take credit for these things, but in general, it takes a while to know what happened. And, really, that seems very convenient, right, to kind of his views that that's what would be happening. But yes, I mean, it's the IPs associated with this are not going to be conclusive evidence of who has done this.
Well, someone stepped up and actually took responsibility for this, a group called the Dark Storm Team. They say it's highly likely linked to Russia and strong partnerships with other groups, according to Orange Cyber Defense. I don't know who that is, but someone's taken responsibility for it. But it seems as though he's like wants to shift the direction away from them towards someone else.
Well, certainly there are a lot of different groups out there, right, that do things like this. And, you know, in general, you know, when someone asks me why do people, you know, attack websites or steal data or what have you, the answer is almost always money, right? But in other cases, it's what we call hacktivism, right, which is activism plus hacking. And it's groups that are maybe do things to send a message. And when you look at denial of service, you know, it's not necessarily something that's easy to monetize, right? So it usually is done to make a statement. And so, you know, in those cases, if it is a group that's doing something like this to make a statement, you know, that can be even tougher to stop, right? Because if someone's doing something for money, you can shut down the ways they can make money from it. But if they're doing it, you know, for a cause, and it's a cause they believe in, it's much tougher to convince them to stop.
And obviously, Elon Musk's satellite company has been providing satellite service for the frontline soldiers in Ukraine. And he's gone so far to say that Ukraine would not have been able to survive in this war as long as they have without the benefit of his service that is the backbone of the communication system for the Ukrainian fighters.
And yeah, I've certainly seen those statements, and it seems like there are a lot of statements, you know, that are coming at us almost faster than we can kind of parse them. And, you know, certainly the ability to communicate on a battlefield is extremely important. And I think as we can continue and, you know, future wars especially, we'll see more and more dependency on this kind of communication. But you could certainly see, you know, why, you know, some of these public statements, there could be a group, you know, that is in support of Ukraine or some other group, you know, maybe doing this. But that certainly in no way means it's a country or attributable to certain individuals just based on that, right? You can oftentimes draw lines between any two events and groups, and they may or may not be correct.
Alex, you have talked about, I listen to your interviews with Tommy Tucker all the time. Very well done. And I mean, I've learned so much by doing so. This is not going away because the difficulty in policing this is so difficult that it's likely to get worse before it gets any better, right?
It is difficult to police in many ways, but I think the bigger issue is that, you know, what we call the attack surface is increasing. You know, so I'm an older guy, right? And so back in my day, you know, what was online, right? It was your computer, you know, you might have looked some stuff up or read the news there. But now just about everything is connected, really to almost a ridiculous degree, right? You know, your coffee maker might be on the internet, you know, people's washer and dryer, your car, a lot of medicine, you know, is reliant on, you know, internet connection now, et cetera. And so the ability to disrupt, you know, communications and disrupt any kind of internet connected device has a much larger effect on our lives than it would have 15 or 20 years ago. And so I think that, you know, there's a lot of reasons this will continue to increase. But one of them is just the number of targets, right? The number of systems, the number of products that are online now just creates a huge attack surface, you know, for people that want to, you know, exploit things to make money or prove a point or what have you. So I certainly think I'm not in the business of making a lot of predictions, but I think it would be accurate to say this is going to keep growing and, you know, it's going to keep us all very busy.
Let's go back for a moment. So when we talked about this distributed denial of service attack, in order to do so, how expensive is that? I mean, are we talking about a huge expense to be able to pull off something like this?
So it runs the gamut, right? I mean, something this size would be a pretty large network, right, of systems to do it. What's interesting is people talk a lot about the dark web, right, as kind of this nebulous, scary thing, when in fact it looks a lot like the normal internet. You just need a different browser to get there, right, to simplify it. And on the dark web, there's a lot of things you can buy, and you can actually rent these botnets. So you can go out and rent a botnet and use it for your purposes. And so really the price is all over the place, right? I mean, to do a small denial of service attack might cost a lot less than something of this magnitude. So I can't give you a direct answer on, you know, exactly what something like this would cost, but it certainly would require some resources.
But if you had groups within a country that were heavily invested in these botnets, I got to imagine they could pull it off relatively easily then.
That's likely true. Although, keep in mind, too, is if you're an activist, you know, whether it's because a lot of things, right, that we think of as kind of being online activities have a pretty direct corollary to offline activities. So even in the old days, right, if you were an activist, you needed to finance your activism in some way, right? You think of people that are maybe out protesting, they still need a way to pay to keep a roof over their head. So sometimes these activist groups may, you know, dabble in other things to make money in different ways. And oftentimes they're very well funded. But, you know, I just think in these situations, we just have to be really, really careful not to point the fingers until we have, you know, absolute concrete evidence that it was or wasn't somebody. But certainly there are, you know, nations and groups that are very well resourced. You know, they're very intelligent. They're good at what they do. And, you know, are threatening a lot of the kind of different infrastructure and systems that we rely on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And every day.
And these systems that we have grown to rely on, they're so dynamic. I mean, for the benefit of the listening audience, I got to imagine that you're making updates almost on a daily basis to these things, right?
Absolutely. And you know, again, it's a lot of things that we see every day, right? I mean, it's, you know, we're surfing the web or, you know, TV these days oftentimes requires an internet connection the way we watch it and things like that. But also all these things that we depend on that kind of run silently in our lives. So if you look at kind of DHS and FBI and a lot of the alerts they put out in the past couple of years, a lot of their concern are around things like water systems, right? You know, your drinking water systems or utilities or things that actually affect life safety. You know, certainly we don't want our news sources to go offline, you know, for the day. But it's a much different situation than an issue with our water. And so the number of systems, you know, that kind of come into play in a conflict just continue to grow. And I think, you know, become more of a risk every day.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. This is a lot of, that's why I listen to you and Tommy all the time, because it's like foreign to me. You know, I mean, it's like I kind of think I know a little bit about how this works, but every time I listen, it's like I don't know anything about how this worked. And it's just I'm a dinosaur. I mean, I'm like resistant to this, right?
Right, but it's here, whether we like it or not.
I feel like it's got me surrounded. You know, and it's like
everywhere.
We're about to engage in the shootout at the OK Corral, right? So it's just like crazy. But thank you so much for joining us, Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at Trusted Sec. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.